Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to be back today. And we have a special guest today, 2 of them, Katie and Zach. Zach and Katie, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yay, so excited.
Thank you so much.
We are so excited to see you both here, fellow Austinites. Okay, so I want to ask you 2 guys. So I know you both because you're fellow Austinites, and I live in Austin as well. Katie, I want to ask you.
Which is an amazing place, by the way.
Isn't it?
I fell in love with it.
She was here last week to marry my son and his fiance. We had a great time. But I want to know, Katie, do you remember how we met?
Yeah, we met on an airplane to AFR.
Drunk on an airplane.
I mean,
not Kathy.
Over wine.
Yeah, unheard of.
Not Kathy.
Do you remember they let us sit in first class while we sat there drinking?
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, our economy seats, ended up getting first class and free wine, all because of you, Kathy, though.
Well,
that's,
you know.
Right. That's my girl.
That's my girl. So we've got a little thought of the day, topic of the day. And since, you know, you guys are Gen Z or whatever those things are, and we're boomers, question for you guys. How soon is too soon to leave the table when you know the date is a bust?
Ooh.
How soon to leave the table when the date's a bust?
Now, you guys are engaged, but think back.
See.
How soon? I feel like.
The date's a bust for me. I've been on some dates that were a bust, and I just ride it out. I just ride it out, and then I just don't text them anymore. I don't want to be rude. It's not like I'm going to get up and leave the date.
Yeah,
I think that's disrespectful. I think, obviously, 2 people come together and obviously aren't compatible for a reason, but doesn't mean you need to leave.
I totally agree.
That was an amazing answer and like thought about it. For me, I agree. If you're in an uncomfortable situation, then get out, like actual uncomfortable. Right. But if you're just not vibing, you have to wait it out. It's like, if anything, you can walk away or at least think about it as, I'm going to have a cool story after this of how nice of a date that was.
Yeah.
Is this where I chime in and say, I'm the girl here that would say, I'm so sorry. I have a bus to catch. I'm out of here.
Or get that emergency phone call.
Daddy, I'm not surprised you said that. Yeah. You know what?
You know,
you want and you get it.
Yeah.
And then you're out. If it's not
I mean,
I have heard stories about people actually going to the bathroom and never coming back. I don't think I could do that to somebody.
They climb out windows, right?
That's just amazing.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But I might say I really not feeling well, or you know, my daughter's in labor, or my house is on fire.
I got this pain in my side. I've really got to go.
Oh, those are some good lines, though, to get out.
Tell me, what's the worst date you ever had?
Wait, you go for it. I had one guy. I have a lot of comical dates, actually. A lot of date stories that my friends love. But I would say, like, the weirdest date isn't the one that you're thinking of, but I had.
How do you know what he's thinking?
Because they're engaged.
He did the guitar. There was a guy who played the guitar for me in a park in my hometown in Kingston, and we had brunch. I remember having brunch with him, and we sat down. He like automatically looked at the menu and was like, "Wow, it's really expensive here." I was like, "Well, I can order the yogurt." Like,
wow.
But I always pay half.
Yeah. Fast forward, he ended up, he's like, "Hey, like, I brought my guitar. Do you want me to sing to you in the park?" And automatically in my head, I'm like, "Absolutely not.
No, shoot me."
No. Okay. So,
literally serenading me in my hometown. People I know are walking by. They're like,
"It's so romantic."
He breaks in an hour just to like get out of here.
But I love that's it. What
I'm thinking of. But I would say my worst date slash like most interesting was I went on a date. I hope to God he's not listening, but I went on a date with this guy.
No names, please. No names.
I went on a date with this guy, and he's like a motivational speaker, like really into his profession, like working out and all that mindset. And I was a little late for the date, like probably like 5-10 minutes because I was working at the hospital. So I had to like run home, quickly get dressed, and then come back to this restaurant. So I get back to this restaurant, he's like, "Wow, you're a little late." And I was like, "Yeah, well, I was working. Like, you're lucky that I'm even here right now," kind of thing. But
starting off really good.
He's like, "Do you not really know how to manage your time correctly?" I was like, "Pardon me?" I was like, "Already you're like axed, and I probably should have walked out," but I sat through it. And then I sit down and he's like, "I'm not a big drinker." He tells me this story about, I'm not going to get into that, but there was a huge
Katie, reason. This is when you say, I have appendicitis, I have a headache, I have a bus to catch. This is when my patient just pulled.
That's right. Appendicitis. You're right.
So, okay. So I want to know, Zach, when did you know on the show that Katie was your girl? I want the real truth here. When did you know?
Oh.
We actually talked about this like 2 days ago.
2 days ago. We've talked about it a bit. Because it always, you know, watching the show kind of re-sparks like the conversations again. Like, of like, oh, wow, we experienced something very similar to what we're watching now. For me, she doesn't love my answer, but it's completely honest.
Yeah,
that's what, I love that. Love honesty.
Yes. So throughout the whole process, I was very in my own head. I analyzed everything to a T. I overwhelmed myself with like trying to figure out who's, you know, my right partner.
Who's right, yeah.
Checking off the boxes, this and that. Or like I'm trying to have every individual relationship and keep them siloed and not bleed into each other and try to keep that all in my head. So the problem was, is I was being so analytical mentally that I wasn't letting myself just take a step back and feel like, wait, where's my heart taking me? Who do I feel like that is my person? Who am I truly in love with? Uh-huh. And the actual moment when it happened was actually the day before engagement, where I was nervous.
What? That long?
I know, guys.
You need to get out of your own head, bud.
Hey, Zach, Zach, let me just tell you something. You're lucky that Katie didn't tell you she had a bus to catch.
That's right.
No, true. But it was one of those things of like when I took a step back and when I was able to acknowledge like, oh my God, it's Katie. It was a no duh. Like look back at how you were with her, how you felt around her. Like that was naturally like, I want to just spend my time with her. But
how
in my
she
mind,
makes you feel, right?
Yeah, I was like, she makes me feel like no one else can ever make me feel. Yet I was still being so analytical of like, well, let me take up every day I can, make sure that I'm, you know, because engagement is a big deal. For me, it was not just going to propose for the sake of proposing at the end of this. Like either I'm going to feel 100% confident or not do a decision or
it's
make
a huge
for myself. So for me,
deal.
I did think of it too much, maybe.
No, I think you're in a position where you do need to think about it too much. Or I don't think there is a level of too much. I think because engagement is so serious and I take it serious. I think everybody on the show does as well. Well, for the most part.
Hey, Susan, do we take an engagement seriously?
I don't know what that's like.
Exactly. We don't have one. Okay,
we haven't felt that yet, but I will. Okay. I will definitely take it seriously. I want somebody once in my lifetime to get down on one day. Hasn't happened. Twice. Hasn't happened.
It will happen, guys. It will happen.
It's gonna.
Wait, none of your husbands?
Nope.
Neither of your husbands
not
got
on
down?
One day, no.
What did they do? Throw a
I'm
ring over a fence?
I'm an old school kind of girl. You could sing outside the window if you want. I don't care. But get down on one knee. No.
Wait.
The answer is no. And moving right along.
go ahead.
I hear there's a wedding planned soon.
Well,
you want to tell us about it?
We're in the works of starting to think about venues. We're thinking about a wedding more than we ever have before, because I think first and foremost, our priority is buying a house. We rent this beautiful home right now. But we're looking at buying a home probably by the end of the year, but whatever, you know, makes the most sense.
That does make sense, actually.
Yeah. So that's a priority. That's where we want to allocate our money first and foremost. And then obviously, put some money aside for a wedding. We're thinking about October 2025, maybe here in Texas.
Yes.
I'll be back.
That would be awesome.
I can help you guys. My daughter got married here. I know all the best places, photographers. I'll help you out.
I know an officiant that could really help you out.
Perfect.
But wait, I want to go back for one second, because Zach, I'm really surprised to hear that it wasn't till the day before engagement. Something had to happen. What was that unique thing? What is that character trait? What is the thing that put you over the edge?
Well, what I did was that when I figuratively stepped back and thought of like, why am I overthinking this? Like love is actually pretty simple. Like who do you truly feel like drawn to? Who do you want to spend the rest of your life with? So I literally just closed my eyes and all I could see was her. I was like, I don't feel comfortable with anyone else except her in my life. And I want to just not end it at this engagement. I want to keep hanging out with her. I want to keep doing life with her. And it was just simple. I was in my hotel the day before and just obviously freaking out. Like an engagement is tomorrow. That's a big deal for everyone.
Yeah.
But then I prayed like hell. I closed my eyes. I meditated. I did everything you could to try to come to some.
You couldn't get her out of your head.
But I couldn't get her out of my head. Yeah.
You know,
and when
that's
you
what
thought
you
of
said.
When you thought of her, you felt good.
I felt good. I was like, there's no doubt in my mind.
And I don't, like, we've talked about this. I don't condemn him for that. I don't, like, get mad at him because it was the day before. Like, that's just the way the show works. You know what I mean? Everything's very compressed. And I don't blame him because with, like, the clouded judgment, because Gabby is an incredible woman as well. So when you have two, I'm going to toot my own horn, but when you have two incredible women in front of you, that has to be hard, no matter
what. It has to be.
Yeah, I get that. Wow.
I mean, we were talking about Joey the other day and he got down to the two and I kind of knew that right before the overnights, the way he was speaking to Daisy, and I go, oh, that's telling me something right there. But he was being true to himself.
Yeah.
And Joey said, I heard him on another podcast or something saying that he dreamt about her and that he knew sort of the same thing. He said he couldn't imagine his
just
life
like
without
that.
Her.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what we're
Katie,
looking for.
Katie, what
Susan.
Were you thinking during this time? How were you at that point? Did you feel confident like you were in or?
Like before the engagement?
Yes.
I was confident. There was like a few reassuring moments that he did give me. But also I always had the mentality that And I always tell Zach this, what's for me will never go past me. And I know who I am. I know the love that I can give somebody. I know the value that I hold. And I was confident that if Zach didn't see me as a lifetime partner, that eventually down the road, I would hope to find a man similar to the attributes that he carries. But
Susan, don't start crying.
No, do I not love start this. Crying. You have no idea.
Oh, I know.
It's going in. I feel you.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys, I'm telling you, these last few couples, Charity and Dotton, and you guys, and Joey and Kelsey, it's like you can, it's palpable. You can feel the love. But now, Absolutely. Okay,
there's,
we know you love
hope,
each other.
Kathy, there's hope.
I am crossing everything I can cross and some things I can't cross. I have a question, though, for you guys. You're living together. What's it like? You come off the show, you move in. Come on, be honest. Tell us about the adjustment of living together.
And one more thing I want to add to that. Is there something that either one of you did or do that you had to work on to make it better, like deal breakers? Like, you cannot do this because I can't live like that.
Okay.
Share.
Phil, come on.
Who's going first? And no getting mad at each other for this.
Okay. So I was quite apprehensive when, you know, we started talking about moving in together, only because I was such an independent woman before, never lived with a man. I was very like, I can do it myself kind of mentality. And I loved my space. I loved, you know, kind of like the routine of my life. So mm-hmm. I told him, I was like, I need my alone time. And I think that was something we had to work on, because when we did end up moving in together, I had, you know, I had moods.
Share
where
your
I
space like, now. Yeah.
I was like, low, I need my time to like decompress, especially after like a hospital shift. Like
I was going to say, you're on the whole time when you're at mm-hmm. the hospital.
Yeah. I come home and I've been like so selfless all day that I just need to be selfish when mm-hmm. I get home and
absolutely
decompress and everything like that. So I think that was a learning curve for us, because I think Zach takes things. He's a sensitive man and he looks into things and he overanalyzes. And I love that about you too.
Because hello, Zach.
I'm a feeler.
He's a big feeler. And like,
are you a March baby by chance?
I'm a July Leo.
Okay. All right.
The lion.
Anytime like I have a shift in my mood, he's very aware of it. To the point where it's kind of like, he'll be like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, just like let me be kind of thing. So we really had to adapt and learn with that.
Yeah.
And also,
he's like, yeah, we did. I know what you're saying.
I also like, I get in these moods where I like want everything like so clean. And I think he had to like really learn my personality in that regard, because
Zach, like, do you keep it clean, Zach? Do you clean up after yourself?
Generally speaking, yes. Yeah, like I like to keep space really clean, like with dishes or the rooms, or like I like to do laundry. Like I like that stuff. But I get it too, like where she's coming from. There's those days when you're just like, I'm locked in. I need to clean this place spotless and get out of my freaking way. Whereas originally I was like, oh, how can I help? How can I help? And I was actually hindering the cleaning by asking her or being in her way.
Because I find it therapeutic.
Yeah. Well. And I was feeling like
I like it too.
Do you guys share cooking too? I mean, it sounds like you sort of have each of you has your strong suits here. Do you guys share cooking?
Well, yeah.
We do. I like cooking for her. So when she's at work, after her shift, like my like thing I like to do for her is have like dinner ready for her when she gets through the door.
Romantic.
So she,
wait a minute.
I love you, Zach.
Zach, I live 10 minutes. Could you let me know I can be over for dinner in time?
I'd love to have you for dinner.
That is so sweet that you do that. Seriously, Zach, that is
Katie,
really
how
sweet.
Do you feel when you walk into that?
I feel really appreciated.
These are important moments, people. Everybody gets this.
Wouldn't you say, Susan, these are the things we talked about yesterday about what we wish we had done in our marriages. Mm-hmm. The feeling, Zach, that you're making Katie feel appreciated and that she recognizes it, that's perfect. An amazing, yeah, that it doesn't get it better than that.
It's perfect.
It really doesn't.
I love it. Anything that Katie did that you had to adjust to, Zach?
I mean, just kind of what you were sharing of, since I'm a feeler and like if someone's emotions are, you know, upset or angry or sad, like I want to fix that. I want to make mm-hmm. them feel better. I want to see how they're doing. And she doesn't particularly like to be asked about that or taken care of.
She don't want to be fixed.
No.
You can't fix it.
No, exactly. And so I it took me a while, and I'm still learning still to this day of giving her that space, but still letting her know that I'm supporting her from the back. You let me know when you are ready to share. Yeah. I'm always here for you, but I'm also working on not being on you to see like if I could help and caught the. Right.
You're very empathetic. Empathy is a huge thing, and you feel what people are feeling. So Katie, for you to understand where he's coming from, do you know what I mean? Even though you just need your space, you just want time out. Give me a minute, I'll be fine.
Exactly.
But then you have the opposite going, well, what can I do? Is there something I said? Or did anything go wrong today? And you're like, shut the fuck up.
But you know what? It's we're talking about love language here. You're both learning what each other needs. And that is exquisite, that you guys are figuring out what you need and how to express what you need. And that's called communication.
Yay,
again,
our keyword,
our keyword here. So you guys, clearly to me, listening to you guys, it is amazing how your relationship has blossomed and grown, and you can hear and see the love that you have for each other. But obviously, you both have had prior relationships. So I want to know, because Susan and I need all the help we can get, what is the best dating advice you can give us or that you've ever received?
Oh.
Red flags are red flags. And
That's Kathy.
That's what I said yesterday.
Really?
I always make them yellow.
You can. Susan makes them yellow. I said you can never make a red flag into a white flag.
Yes, exactly. I agree with that.
That's a good one. Like, just like, don't ignore the red flags.
Don't ignore them. Don't think you can fix somebody. Don't think you can change them. And don't hang on to like the small little things and think that's love. It's not.
It's so true. And you know, I'll preach that to people, yet I don't follow it. When you're in the moment, you're like, well, that's not that bad. And 3 months later, you're like, wow.
And you know what I've said to Susan? Susan, when someone shows you who they are the first time,
believe them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Zach, what about you? Do you have some good advice here?
Yeah, I guess the one thing that I learned that was huge for me prior to even being on The Bachelorette or Bachelor was staying true to your values. Who defines you? What are things that you will never get rid of in your life? Things that make you you, things that you love, things that you trust, things that you care for. Don't let someone else change that, which I had problems when I was younger of kind of forming to be someone that I think this person would like me to be.
God, we're twins.
You're kind of shape shifting, and then you don't have an identity, whereas have your identity, and that is the easiest way to, like, when you are dating, to figure out if this person's compatible with you or not, is because you're just being yourself. Like, regardless
don't
of what you
lose say, yourself. Right.
You don't lose yourself.
And yeah, because and eventually the real you is going to come out.
Right.
The real you
exactly
is going to start.
What he's saying. I jump into their world and live their experiences, and all everything's all peachy keen. And then, like I said, a few months later, you realize, what about me? Where's my happy?
Yeah.
That was a very, very good point to make.
Right.
And then you get too in depth into it, and then you lose your sense of self. And then mm-hmm. there's often no way to really recover from that. You just need to step away. Mm-hmm. Whereas you want to meld the lives together. You don't want to change to just be someone's life.
Grow together.
Take things from both.
It took me 67 years to figure that out.
See, you guys are way ahead of the curve. Way ahead of the curve.
How about you guys questioning us?
Do
you
have any,
any questions for us? Okay. About love and relationships, or
I have a question for you both. Okay. Obviously, you know, filming for Golden Bachelor has wrapped quite some time ago. Things have kind of gone on. Joey season. Have you two been on any dates recently with any men?
Go, Susan.
Isn't it sad? It's so sad. Although I did go to have some appetizers and a cocktail with a gentleman that I met in Marshalls in November.
I love Marshalls.
Love Marshalls. I'm just there like yesterday.
So you know how you go through your messages, and I thought, oh, I'm all caught up, right? And one night I was laying in bed, and I kept going and going. It was late February, and there was like 12 I missed from December 19th. And there was this gentleman saying, you don't know me, but my friend is trying to get a hold of you. He doesn't use social media, so here I am, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing your information with me, or perhaps you'd like me to share his. And then he said, I'm going to send you a picture. He looks like a chooch, but he cleans up real well. He sends this picture, and it's the guy and I in Marshalls. I remember taking the picture. It was crazy.
Wow.
That was it for me, though.
No second date.
We chatted. He got sick. Yeah, no.
Okay. Awesome.
Next.
Crickets.
Next guy. You don't
crickets. Crickets for me, Zach.
Kathy, no, you got to sit still long enough for somebody to ask you.
You've been on a date, haven't you?
Yes, you go out with your buddy, but he's not.
I have a guy friend that we go listen to music with and stuff, but you know, I don't know.
Okay, I have a question for you guys.
Okay,
since Zach and I are getting married, what marriage advice are you going to give us?
RC, our big C, communicate.
Big C's. You give one, I'll give one. Go.
Definitely communicate. And even though you feel sometimes uncomfortable about saying something that maybe paranoid, like he's going to think I'm picking on something, share it. Because if you hold on to it, you build resentment. And then it stays in and it doesn't work well in the end.
Yeah, that's, and I would say for me, the biggest lesson I learned in my marriage is compromise. And it sounds like you guys are already learning that. I didn't do a great job of it in my marriage, but learning to compromise, because you know what? Most stuff in the world is small shit, and let it go. It just doesn't matter. You know, compromise, give in. It's just not that important. So that would be my advice to you.
How about date night?
And
they
have a date
should
night.
Have date night and great sex. Oh, I mean, that's important.
We do prioritize that.
Yeah, one date night minimum a week.
Yeah, minimum.
Good. I like it.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, all right. So what do you guys, I mean, you're young and you're beautiful and handsome and you have your life ahead of you. But I want to know what you guys look forward to about getting older when it comes to love.
And do you want children?
I was just going to say, I think the biggest thing that I look forward to is starting a family.
Yeah.
Aww, Kathy, we're going to be aunties.
Yeah, you are.
And Susan, I'm the in-town auntie, so I get lots of time with the baby.
She's jealous because her granddaughter liked me.
Everyone likes you, Susan.
Yes, they do.
Okay, so if you could see into the future of your relationship, what would you want to know? Like, just imagine you're looking into the crystal ball of your relationship. Let's call it 10 years down the road. Obviously, you said kids, but, you know, what wouldn't you want to know? Mm-hmm. You'd want to know the happiness of the children, but what would you not want to know?
Oh, wow.
What we wouldn't want to know
10 years from now?
20, 30.
Old.
We're talking
what
old.
Would you want to know and what wouldn't you want to know? Answer the easiest one.
Like state? Because I feel like that's one thing that we're trying to figure out. You know.
What was that? I didn't hear you.
Yeah. What state you're going to live in?
Well, I was going to say, because we want to buy a house and we want to like start a family here in Austin. But
I offered you mine, Zach.
Reno, the cats. The cats. We neighbors aren't around.
What state you're going to live in then?
Like longer term, like are we going to spend the rest of our life in Texas? We don't know. But
where are you from originally, both of you?
California.
Canada.
Canada. Okay.
And we're going this summer up to Canada for a while. So
it's cold up there, hon.
Not in the summer. I have family in Canada, Katie, too.
Yeah, we really
are related.
So how did you get to Austin?
Different stories, but I'm a travel nurse. So I came down actually to Texas. I worked in the ER in San Antonio. And then the first time I ever saw Austin, like experienced it, I was like, I'm moving here, made it happen. Yeah. And then 3 weeks later, went on The Bachelor, met this lovely
Did man. You hear what she just said, Kathy? She came down here and made it happen. I admire that. That was something you loved. You knew you liked it. You made it happen. A lot of people do things and wish they could do it, but they don't make it happen.
So you're right. And I will tell you, one of the things I've said to my own children, and I honestly believe there's lots of reasons to do things in life and lots mm-hmm. of reasons not to, but don't ever let fear guide you. Make a decision, go with it. And
whether it works out or not.
Exactly. If it doesn't work out, you turn around and go a different way.
Yeah, totally. I think it's liberating. Personally, I think it's really cool to go to a place where you don't know anybody, you don't know, you know, what's going to happen, but you do have a goal or a dream in mind and you just shoot for the stars. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And if it does, two thumbs up.
Very impressive.
Being comfortable and uncomfortable situation. Yeah. That's the key.
I love that, Kat, don't you? Now, if you asked us that question, what would we think of, Kathy? I wouldn't want to know who's going to get ill later and need a caretaker or who's going to, you know what I mean? They're not even in that zone.
You know what? I'm not going there, Susan. I actually prefer to look at the positive. I don't care. I just look for the next great thing that's going to happen. And I look for it and I look for the positive. I don't look for the negatives. But I think that we've got an idea here that let's play a game.
Oh, game time with Zach.
It's game
time.
Katie. You got it. Okay. So it's a little like generational gap, Gen Z, you know, boomer kind of game. This or that. So we're going to read out some ideas for you guys, and you're going to say which this or that. Okay. You're going to give it to us, and then we'll talk about it for a little minute. So, okay. Susan, go ahead. Go on.
Fair enough. So, meeting on a dating app or going on a blind date? What would you be more comfortable with?
Dating app, maybe, right? Because at least you see the person before.
I've heard horror stories of dating apps that, like, you know, you get catfish, you have these expectations already, and then you get let down. So maybe the blind date would be better. To not let your expectations
and let it be a
sight unseen. That's scary. Yeah.
I'm still sitting here trying to figure out what catfish means.
Like, so
you know, right?
Yeah,
they're not who they say they are.
So somebody shows like a picture of Megan Fox, and they show up and they don't look like Megan Fox. I
mean, that happens to us all the time. Every time Susan and I have dates, the picture looks like Zach, and we get there and the guy's, you know, is barely ambulatory. So no, I get it. Okay. Here's one that I actually struggle with sometimes. You're going on a first date, go mm-hmm. for dinner or just go out for drinks?
I always involve appetizers with my cocktails, so it doesn't have to be a full-blown dinner, but I have to eat something.
I would say first date, just drinks.
Yeah, I agree. Because it can also be quick, right? If it does suck, drinks can only, it can be less than an hour. Whereas
one drink and done.
Okay, but what if you decide, you want to, will you stick around for dinner if you're having a good time?
Yeah. You have that option to go to dinner if you want.
That's true. And I think it's also really good, I will add, because this is a pet peeve and like a huge turnoff for me. You really do get to find out their table manners if you do have dinner with them.
Oh,
they
Katie.
Have bad table manners. I'm out.
You are, Susan.
So, good question. Do you let the guy pay on the first date or do you split it?
I would say I would split it. Yeah. I'm not shy about putting my card out. I would expect the man to be like, no, I got this. Mm-hmm. But I think it's common courtesy with two strangers meeting for the first time to offer.
I always insist, especially when I know I'll never see this person again. I'm going to insist on paying my half so he didn't feel like he got taken. I feel sorry for men. A lot of men are on dating sites and they got a treat every time. Most of them. You know what I mean? So I don't mind paying for my own. Yeah. And I love a man that says, absolutely no way.
Agreed.
Okay.
How about you, Kat?
We talked about this the other day. I'm with you, Katie. I always whip out my card. I always offer. I think it is the nice, polite thing to do. And if the guy takes the card and does it, that's fine. If I don't like the guy and never want to see him again, I'm with Susan. I make sure I do it. What about you, Zach? Come on.
I have never in the past and choose not to now like let the woman pay for anything. Like I like to put my card down, especially on a first date, always pay for their first date.
Is that why when we went out, Zach, Zach and Katie took me for dinner and Zach would not hear of me paying my way.
Gentleman.
Yeah. He's a gentleman.
Well, I love to treat people like if we're out for dinner and I don't want it to ever be like a weird, uncomfortable money situation for some people, because I know finances are tough for a lot of people to talk about. So it's like, might as well, like, I'd like to do that, my treat for everyone. But Kate is actually very gracious and she loves to take me out on date nights. And
that's fun.
Sweet.
Little treats and stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
I
love that.
You're the dude for that night. You're the guy. I'm taking you out, honey, because I appreciate you.
She does
on date nights. I
like it.
Okay. Here's one that I'm not saying I've ever done this. However, I'd like your ideas. Snooping in a partner's phone or reading their journal.
Oh. Which one's better? Which one's...
I think
would you do either?
No one asked me. I'm asking Zach and Katie.
I think they're kind of like on the same page, going into somebody's personal
same thing.
Journal or a text or whatever. I think that if you even have the thought of wanting to look in their phone, you don't have trust. And if you don't trust, you don't have a strong relationship. And that's a whole other can of worms right there.
Big one.
Like if you can't have the open conversation of maybe you're having a moment of insecurity or maybe there's something that popped up and it's bothering you. If you can't have that communication or ask that question of, hey, what was this about? If you can't have that and you have to resort to snooping on the phone or snooping into a thing, that exactly what Kate just said. Your relationship doesn't have a foundation.
It'll never work.
Communication and be able to talk and say like, hey, that bothered me. Or, hey, what can you explain why this is this way?
Right. And that would be totally uncomfortable. I had somebody that always snooped in my phone. I was in relationships from years ago. And it's like, what are you looking for? Here it is. You want my password? Like, I'm not hiding anything. And be careful what you look for. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? You're making problems.
I didn't say I've ever done either of these and I never would, but I just was curious on your thoughts. I think you two guys are so mature. It's so clear why you guys are so happy. But I want to end this little game with on a little, more fun note.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Big wedding or small wedding?
Okay, we've kind of we've kind of tossed back and forth with this. I think if we do a destination wedding, it's going to be a little bit more smaller and it's going to be intimate. However, if we do a Texas wedding, which I think we're more geared towards, I think it'll be a larger scaled wedding.
Yeah, like not like a over 300 person wedding.
What?
Oh my God.
Did you say 300?
$150,000 later.
A lot of my Texas friends, come on, they've got the biggest weddings I've ever seen. They invite everyone and their mother and their cousin. And
Susan, you know what this means? We're guaranteed to be invited. That's what
either
this
way
means.
We're going. Destination, small. Oh, that's a tip. We're there. We're there. See?
That's a good, you're there.
But everybody does everything big in Texas.
They do. Right?
Susan still can't get over my closet size.
Oh, it's no, you. The Rob best is- were the hills. And like I lived in right outside of Dallas for 9 years and it was flat. What I missed the most about here, Pennsylvania, is my windy roads and the trees and everything was just. I got there. I thought I didn't believe I was in Texas. It was amazing. And the water in the middle of a city. We went out on a boat ride. I was like, what?
Yeah, was, here.
It is very cool. Very, very cool.
Susan, we're going to invite you here in the summer when it's about 110. And no, then I'm going to hear you sing its praises.
No, I'll stop coming to you late May, early June. Then you come here.
Well, it was fabulous having you, Katie and Zach, on our. You are our first guests. And we are just so thrilled to have had you on the show. You are a lovely couple. You're insightful. You're kind. You're compassionate. You're everything that I would love to see in a young couple in love. It gives me great hope.
A hell of a future ahead of you. Babies and houses and all of the above. But first, the wedding that we will join you. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We had a great time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. And that does it for this episode of Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will see you soon.
Be sure to follow us on Bachelor Happy Hour, as we do have new episodes coming out every week. You don't want to miss them. Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And make sure you submit your questions, because you can go to BachelorNation.com, because we want to hear what you have to say so we can talk about it. That's why we're here.
We'll see you all next week.
Signing off, Kathy and Susan. Ciao.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.